The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Comedy for everyone.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's so nice.
Where was the host or the narrator?
He quit.
I don't blame him.
He's the best.
He's so awesome.
I love that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, He's something else, I think.
Well, at least he did our movie we did last week. He played that.
Oh, the movie trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I mean, I still have the commercial. I mean, if anyone hasn't heard it yet, I would love to play it again.
I love the commercial. Let's give it a couple minutes.
Yeah, we're not going to do it now. We'll give it a couple minutes.
Yeah. I'm sure there are people that didn't hear it before.
I mean, if there's people out there that didn't hear it, we're going to make sure you hear it.
Yeah, we're going to play it every single week. No.
Every week.
Every week.
Until you listen.
until you're listening.
Until are you're actually listening? Paying attention.
Are you listening?
We should have Chantel in here next week. Interviewer.
Oh my God. You're suggesting to have Chantel?
Not really.
Of all people, like, I'm always like, we need to bring her in. And you're like, no.
She's terrifying.
I don't know if I can do it.
Well, she's going to be sitting next to you, so it's going to be even worse. You're going to be like, stop it. Stop talking to me.
She's going to be over here breathing. I'm like,
she'd be smelling your cologne. She'd be like, it's not so good, Billy.
What are you wearing?
My butt's really cute.
I'm going to be pushing my chair. I'm going to be pushing my chair all the way across the room, like all the way.
You're going to like, can you push me up? Can you put me on like number two, please?
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I'm going to go in the other room. Is there any way?
I said number two.
You did. How immature.
Yeah. What an idiot.
So immature, dude.
Grow up, dude.
You're so immature.
Yeah.
So you guys, welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on 89.7 Pittsfield and 88.1 Lee. That's WTBR and WSBR.
WTBR and WSBR.
Exactly.
We hope you're all listening in Lee and wherever else you're out there.
Like Pittsfield and things like that.
Radio land.
In radio land.
Radio land. I hope you're hearing it.
You guys are so cool.
And on to the news with
Mike Burgundy. Who's that guy?
Today is Wednesday.
We don't even know the time.
I don't even know what the date is. It feels
is there
like
actual news.
It feels like January's 107th. Does anybody know the date?
Well, I can tell you. Wait, what was my name?
Well, we can't really say it.
No. No, no, no.
Oh,
no.
Your new name?
My new one.
I don't remember.
Yeah, we can't say that one or yours.
I know.
Ever.
I don't. Not ever.
Yeah.
At least not on the radio.
Easy, Marty and Joey.
Yeah. Calm down.
Yeah, easy.
Calm down.
Like, what was it? I can't remember.
I don't know. Was it like
something cranberry or something? I can't remember.
We should do it. We
yours
should.
Was sandalwood. That I know for a fact.
Smells like my beard. Fits
wait,
me.
Wait, wait.
It fits me perfectly.
It smells so good.
All right, easy shot.
She's scary.
She is terrifying.
She's gonna be scary. We can have her in, but she's like, gonna be maybe we should handcuff her to the chair.
She's gonna be like a cat all up in your beard, like
yeah, purring in it.
Like, oh, yeah, stop it. I can't do it. Mine sounds like a fart. It's like,
okay? You gotta roll the tongue.
There we go.
That's why you don't speak Spanish, isn't it?
I can speak some.
You can't roll the tongue.
Only the stuff that I need to know.
Yeah.
What do you need?
Bad
I
words?
Need milk. What is that? Leche.
Bad words.
That's all I know. The good.
Don't say those because
good words.
The good bad words.
The good bad words.
Are there good bad words?
The happy bad words.
Happy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
I'm going to paint these happy little trees.
We should get Bob Ross on the show. Happy he passed mountains. Away, didn't he? Let's get him in here anyways.
Who played him in the movie?
Somebody I can't remember his name.
Somebody played him in the movie, and I can't remember who it was.
I don't remember who it was. I didn't even see the movie.
I didn't either. I saw the trailer for it, but like...
I watched the Mr. Rogers one with Tom
Did
Hanks.
You? Was it good?
It was not too bad.
I didn't
hey
see
guys,
that.
Guys, put on your red sweater, and then we're going to go to Magic Town.
Won't you be my neighbor?
We should use that song.
I don't know. I watched that when I was a kid.
I did.
I had no problem.
I knew a lot of things. I didn't compute it, but I knew a lot of things.
Did you know that he had the Wicked Witch of the West from Wizard of Oz?
She was on the show.
Yeah, she was on that. She was on the show years ago.
Weird.
Obviously, she was very old, but yeah, he wanted to prove to kids that she was not mean.
She should have melted him.
Yeah,
I'm melting.
Have her evil monkeys come and take them away.
The flying monkeys?
Now you can't watch Mr. Rogers ever again!
I'm going to come and get you and your little dog, too.
Did she change her shoes when she came?
I think she took her shoes off.
She was like, and he was probably like, oh, jeez.
So what really did happen to your sister?
Did she really roll up?
Did a house really fall?
That's where fruit roll-ups came from.
Oh.
Some guy was like, fruit roll-ups?
Yeah, look at that. But she had striped stockings on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the ruby red slippers that vanished and went on Dorothy's feet.
Yeah.
Now,
do you know how?
Go ahead.
Do you know how mad I would be if the whole time I wanted to get home and the only thing I had
exactly.
to do was click my heels three times and say, home, there's no place like home? Like, I'd be so mad.
That's an immediate choking, right?
you just went through this. I mean, the adventure was perfect, but you just went through this whole adventure, like nightmares and all this stuff. And then all you had to do was click your heels three times and say there's
and
no place like home.
All those weirdos behind.
And you'd just go home.
Yeah, you're like, see ya.
You just go home to Kansas.
What's going to happen to us, Dorothy? I don't care.
I know.
Dorothy, where are you going?
At least I have a heart.
Yeah. I need oil. Then get your own.
Oil can.
Price is rising on oil. You can't.
Yeah, you better hurry up. Stash some somewhere. You just,
Yeah.
They fluctuate. So you better stash some in the garage just in case.
That would be the evilest thing if she did that, too. She'd be like, we're going to Oz, and she just backs up, and they're like, oh, you go ahead, and then she goes, click, click.
I'll catch up with you.
And she goes, see ya, suckers.
There'd be no movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there'd be no Wicked.
They're just standing there going, you know what they're saying after that. We can't say it on the radio, but they're like, you nice person.
You wonderful being.
You evil
being.
Ugh.
Shut the front door.
Yeah. So, like, what do we do now? I guess we go on.
No. So, where's the wizard?
So, do we go in?
So, yeah. So,
what do we do without our leader?
Where's the Lollipop Guild?
We represent the Lollipop Guild.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Didn't we do that with the voice changer that time?
We did.
Yeah,
I wish
that
we had
hilarious.
That. We should do that. We're going to eventually change our voices, guys.
That would be fun. I think just talking, just saying just a few words with that voice changer.
You just laughed.
All I did was laugh the entire time until I was crying.
It was
my
great.
Face hurt. My stomach hurt.
We were trying to do like Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice. We were like, I get to the chopper.
But it was like, oh, look, I get to the chopper.
I was like, get to the chopper. Get to the chopper. Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it was really high pitched, like Alvin and the Chipmunks. We did those too, but oh my goodness.
Oh, we did. I love the deep voice because it made people like people.
I like the like demonic one.
Yeah, well, hey guys, how you doing? We're like making people angry because we did that.
Yeah, they were like, stop
doing that. You're please. Making me throw up.
Yeah, you're making me nauseous.
We're like, sorry, stop it.
Why? So I don't have that problem where like, either. You know, people dry heave, then it makes me.
I so that's at like, them.
Yeah, me too. So that's gotta be like a, I don't know, a reaction, right? Like, is it, it's an involuntary reaction.
It is. When I was a little kid, it did bother me, but now I just laugh because I've watched so many videos of it and I see so many people do it and it's just like, this is great. Are you gagging? Yeah, baby.
It's just funny. I mean, I can't, like, it's funny because, like, in front of me, if somebody's doing it, it's fine, whatever, I can handle it. Like, watch the videos, but the aftermath of why they're doing it, like, I can't do vomit. I could do anything else. You could lose a limb, and I'd pick it up, and I'd be like, yo, I gotta put this on ice.
Guess
you know,
what I
we're
got?
We're gonna go to the hospital, you know, let me patch you up
hey,
real quick.
You need this?
Here, take my belt. We're gonna cut off the But vomit? I'll be over there trying to clean up. I can't do it. I mean, I was tasked with it at my previous employer a couple of times because people just can't hold it in, and
hell no.
They can't wait till they get to their rooms. But no, I mean, there'd be some in the middle of the hallway or something, and. And I'd go to clean it up, and I'd be like, please, I don't want to. Please don't make me do it.
My mouth's watering right now.
I know.
Right? And it's so bad, because you're like,
Yeah.
You're like a cat when you know it's going to puke.
Yeah.
It's like, and then it's like, ew. Sorry.
Dogs are worse.
I did that on the air.
I know.
Gross.
Ew.
You know someone's in their car right now, like, on their ride home. I was just going to go home and eat.
Where's the red light? I need to stop.
Dude, and people are beeping at him because he won't drive.
Sweating.
Yeah. He gets home. He's like, honey, I made rice pilaf.
I got to turn the channel of the radio and I can't reach it.
And there's like chunks in it and he's gagging the whole. Honey, is no. He runs to the bathroom. Honey, are you okay? It was Chuck and Billy.
It's their fault.
They're idiots.
They made me do it.
They're no-namers. They've ruined my life.
They've ruined my life. I'm so embarrassed.
They're going to come to their home and be like, knocking on the thing. Hey, what's up? No, hey, that's inappropriate.
I don't like that gesture you just made to me.
Stop it.
Do you bite your thumb at me, sir?
Yeah, knock it off, and I'm not number one.
By the way, that was an excerpt of from Shakespeare, in case anybody wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, we're not all educated.
I'm not educated at all.
We know which ones aren't. But anyways, ta-da!
Do you bite your thumb at me, sir?
Do you bite your thumb at me, sir?
So.
Woo! Yeah, that was good gagging motions. I like that.
Yeah, great impressions. That cracks me up every time.
Oh, because yeah,
there's so many different ways of doing it, and you just when you do the impressions,
yep.
you can pretty much figure out like every single way
that
people do
it.
And when you do it, I just laugh so hard because the videos that pop up, you know, wherever YouTube, whatever. And then that guy that makes his wife do it all the time.
Oh, he's awesome. Come on, hey, Lauren, hey, do one for the kids.
And she goes, she's off the hook.
It's yeah, she can't funny. Stop.
You can't help but to laugh.
Did you ever see her watch the videos with a little baby eating the banana and he's gagging?
No.
She's watching a video of the little baby, and the baby's like, ugh! Like then she's like, ugh! It's like, geez, come on. It's not that bad.
It's like dramatized, yeah, exaggerated a little bit.
He takes a little bite, and he's like, ugh! And she's like, ugh! It's like, come on. No, you're such a baby.
I wonder what it is that it like tips it in the brain.
It's got to be.
There's got to be something.
I don't know. But unfortunately, we have a commercial break. We'll be right back, everybody.
Support for WTBR comes from Tim's Lawn. Support for WTBR comes from Tim's Lawn Care. It's almost time for fall cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care also could take care of your landscaping and fall lawn care needs. Also, ask about commercial and residential snow plowing for the winter. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222, and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com. And UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass. Now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/jobs.
All right. Welcome back. Hey. We just had a commercial, so we shouldn't have another commercial.
But
we're gonna.
We just might.
All right, we're gonna play this for you guys because it's, don't worry, it's all fake. It's not true. It's not really happening out there. Well, it might eventually with what's going on.
You never know what's happening across the world and and stuff like that. So like, you just never know. But for our intents and purposes,
it's fake.
It's fake.
Here you go, just guys. So you know. Merry Christmas.
This is for you.
Hi, I'm John. I work here at Whispering Willows. We're here to ensure everyone is well taken care of.
You're lying. I've been outside for days.
Here at Whispering Willows, all of our guests get delicious gourmet food.
Where's my tapioca pudding? This tastes like mothballs.
We always make sure they have their medications on time.
Did you forget to give Bob his meds?
Maybe.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry. He was... Oh, thank God. He's breathing. Bob's alive.
Wow, that was close, huh? Nice catch. High five.
So bring your loved ones to Whispering Willows, and we'll try and make sure they're, like, kind of cared for, or something like that, because we have a lot of other stuff to do.
Whispering Willows, where death visits twice a week. So to turn in a loved one, please drop them off at our Whispering Willows drop boxes 24 hours a day, or call 1-800-YOR-DEAD. That's 1-800-YOUR-DEAD.
All right, there it is. Hope you guys enjoyed that.
To turn them in.
Turn them in, guys. Turn them in.
I still can't
get
it.
They're too much of a burden.
I think we talked last week about the drop boxes
a lot. Yeah.
But to turn them in, to turn in your loved ones.
Seeing somebody just dropping off, I'm like, and just roll them in there, and they're like, what? Where are you going?
Mine doesn't fit.
Your wheelchair is way too big.
But. Yeah, you know. I mean, hey, listen, they're not alone because death comes to visit twice a week, and
yeah, they come and hang out with them. They're like, "Hey, see ya." No tapioca pudding for you this week.
Yeah. We get to save a little.
You don't get to take your high blood pressure medication anymore. Ta-da!
Here, take these Skittles.
You want to see a magic show? Oops, you're gone.
What an awesome place!
Yeah, I love that place. I like the old guy in the beginning. I've been out here for days.
Did I ever tell you the story?
Oh, God.
Did I ever tell you the story about the time I was working for a pest control company,
yeah,
and I was on Route 7, and I was heading back to Pittsfield. It was a Route 7 in Lenox, and I was heading back to Pittsfield, and I was on the highway, the bypass part,
yeah,
and just past, like, the chocolate place heading towards Pittsfield. And on the other side of the road, I had to do like a triple take because on the other side of the road, there was like this 80-year-old woman with a walker on the grass and she was flying, dude. She was like, kuch, 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 up the road towards Lee.
She's like, I'm out of here.
She's like, I'm out of here. So
she was already in the nursing home. She's taking off.
So I had a friend that worked at Mount Carmel, right? And I called her up and I said, hey, I was just wondering if you're missing anybody.
Someone's escaping right now.
I said, there's an old lady that's running up the road with her walker right now.
She's hauling.
She's like, well, nobody's missing on my unit. I'm right here. Like, nobody's missing. But apparently, I guess this woman tries to get out all the time, right? Yep. At the time, she was trying to get out all the time. She would get out. So anyway, she had to call the police. And the police went and picked her up.
Get in the car.
Like, Ethel, we have to bring you home.
That home doesn't serve chocolate pudding.
I swear, I really thought I was seeing things.
They took my dentures.
Right in the middle of Route 7, like, this lady is flying, too.
I wonder what her case walker. Was. I wonder what her case was.
I have no idea, but she wanted out, bro.
She's in court?
No,
they
just had to go.
They took my dentures.
They just...
They didn't put him in water like I asked.
I'm in hell.
Help me.
I'm trying to go home.
I'm going to Whispering Willows. They take good care of you.
I was trying to find the Dropbox.
Can't find. Where is it? They don't have no Dropboxes around here.
Well, they didn't arrest her. They just had to go pick her up, you know, for her safety.
But, well, I know. I mean,
but it was so funny to see. And I felt bad. And I was like, I can't stop. You know, like, I'm in my work truck. And I'm like, I'm just going to. But she was like, ka-chink, 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 up the road.
Chopping the ice in the winter.
I think it was like, it was the summertime. But,
oh, was it?
Yeah, so she was in the grass on the side.
She's cutting the grass.
Going up towards Lee. I think she was on the right side of the road because she was going against traffic. And, you know, when you're walking, you're supposed to.
She was on a
mission, too. Like, even like her whole face was just like, I'm going home.
She was filling her diaper.
Yeah, I don't know. But she had a mission. She was on that mission. And she was trying so hard to get there.
She was
there.
Gone. She was done.
Yeah. It was funny, though. I she was safe. And she was. I was. Glad that I could call.
Well, the bad nurses are taking her medication.
I'm like, so why isn't anybody watching this woman? Where did she come from? I guess she used to sit by the door, and those are the kinds of doors that, you know, would swing open, mm-hmm. and stay open for like a minute or so. You know, they're handicapped doors, and she would just slip out. She would be waiting there until somebody came in. And for some reason, like, they, you know, they wouldn't let her out. It was like you couldn't get out unless they pressed the button.
Yep.
But if somebody came in, she was sure as heck going to get right outside.
She was out. She was gone.
It wasn't her first time, put it that way.
She would make a distraction. All right, what I'm going to do is I want you to call for the lady, and then when these people come in, I'm out of here.
She took one of the tennis balls off the bottom and threw it down the hallway. Yeah. Nobody's looking.
Go! It's like all lopsided.
Poor thing. She was like kind of hunched over a little bit and just flying. I couldn't believe she moved that fast.
There is a lady that when I go to when I leave my job, I go and do my banking on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
She's every single morning walking around the streets with two suitcases. It's every day. It's not once or twice. It's every single day. I've seen her many times. And I don't know what she's doing.
She's waiting for the train.
Something. And I asked. I stopped one day. And I was like, are you okay? And she was like, yeah. Why? I was like, because I see you out here every day with these suitcases. And she's like, oh, I'm going on a trip. And I'm like, oh, where are you going? She was like, I'm going to Florida. I was like, you better get walking because... I haven't seen you get picked up yet. And she's like, no, my buddy's coming. He's going to grab me and stuff. I kind of felt bad.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
not happening. But maybe it was.
But I felt bad for her because, I mean, maybe she's been waiting for this person for quite a while and they're maybe not around anymore and she doesn't know it.
Yeah,
know?
It's possible.
But
it's possible. It could have been, you know, somebody made plans with her. And
yeah. I told her, I said, hey, you have a nice day. She's like, you too. And I drove off and then I came back, still walking down the street with the suitcases. And I'm like, she goes up one side, goes that way, and comes down the other. She does it. She goes like a whole square, like a rectangle. I'm like, what? Well, at least you're getting your exercise.
It's not hurting nobody, hopefully, you know?
No.
Hopefully she doesn't get hurt.
And I hope not, because there's people that fly down the road that I go down. It's like, holy moly.
People fly down all the roads. You guys got to slow down.
Yeah, slow down, because I'm driving
faster. Listen, I'll tell you what. If you're already if you're already late, trying to hurry is not going to make you any earlier than you're supposed to be.
Yeah, it's like, not going to make
you. You're already late. Just take your time.
Yeah, you fly, and then all of a sudden it's like, whew. You're like, man, well, that's your fault.
You fly, and then somebody gets hurt, and yeah, so you know what? Just take your time.
Officer walks up to you, and he's like, driver's license and registration, young fella.
Yeah, you thought you were late before.
Yeah, now you're going to be
you're
more
late. Super late.
Yeah, now you're in deep trouble.
Yeah, because now you're going to be like an hour late because they're going to make you sit there.
Yep. They're going to make you sit there.
While they run your license and
while they're looking for stuff on Amazon.
Yeah, you know, shopping a little bit.
Do you know there was a cop that did that?
Really?
Yeah, with me. I'm not joking because I got out of the car and he was like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, what are you doing? Because I've been sitting here forever. He was like, well, I'm looking at your stuff. So I walked over further and I thought he was going to get out and do something. And I looked and he was on Amazon. It's not a joke. He was on Amazon. I was like, what are you doing?
He probably saw something. He's like, crap, I'm supposed to get my wife this thing. And
yeah, he was probably like, oh, it's almost Valentine's.
Yeah, right.
Need to buy her a bulletproof vest.
Hey, did you hear about the Burlington Coat Factory outlet that's supposed to be coming to Pittsfield?
Oh, that's going to be awesome. That's right. They're going right
check
by
that
where Staples was, right?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Let's see.
Burlington's see good. They got some good prices.
I don't know. I think the last time I was in Burlington Coat Factory was like, I don't know, years ago. Because
it was in Springfield when I went.
Cross Gates, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
They had Cross Gates in New York, mm-hmm. right? In Albany. I think that's the last time I went. It was back then.
Don't worry, everybody. I'm not dying.
And this is, it's from laughing, dude.
Yeah.
And this is an outlet too. So it's not like the Burlington Coat Factory itself. It's going to be an outlet, so it's going to be Burlington Coat Factory stuff, but discounted, right? Isn't that what that means?
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. Do we know when that's opening?
I don't.
I saw an article about it, but a lot of it's all paywall, so I can't really click on
a lot of it's like get the like you don't really know, and people are like, oh, this is when it, no, you don't know, you don't have the
blueprints. You gotta click on it, but sometimes people are really awesome and they can get in and they can read the article, but they'll take like screenshots and share them so other people can read them.
When some people do it, it's like blurry and you're like, what, 2037?
Yeah.
I think it'll open by this year sometime.
Maybe.
I mean, because it's not...
I'm going to have to look around. I'll have to research it and find out.
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a small store, actually, for that.
Well, Staples was a small store, but at the same time, there was a lot of things in there.
Yeah.
You imagine it empty. So, I mean, it's not going to be too bad.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be like Marshall's, maybe.
Yeah, Marshall's. Well, Marshall's a little bigger, but not too big.
Probably.
Not too much bigger.
No, but that's... almost the same. It was probably almost, if you needed like a comparison.
Yeah.
What other store would be that size?
I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, it should be all right. Watch, you'll go in and be like, I didn't know it was this big.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the shelves and...
Well, I'm going to get my diapers here.
I miss Staples, though. It had really cool, like, I really liked all the, like, little office snacks you could get, the coffee and stuff.
I'm mad because I didn't get to go there and buy stuff down half off. I was like, ooh, they're closing? Sweet. Wait, it's closed? Dang it.
You want to know what's messed up? What? I bought a printer the week before.
Don't you hate that?
And I had a friend that worked there, and I was like, you couldn't tell me to wait?
Yeah, I had one friend there, and I was like...
She's like, sorry.
I made you pay full price, loser. Yeah.
I made a commission. No, I'm just kidding.
Do it like you went to me.
I love her. She's awesome.
Got you.
Yeah. I love her. She's awesome. I can't believe I did message her about it. I'm like, really?
You suck.
You couldn't tell me.
You're fired.
She's like,
you're right, I am. I forgot.
Like, how did you forget?
My bad.
But the person I'm talking about, I believe.
The soft.
She did forget.
Soft spoken.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean it.
Yeah.
What?
I'm so sorry.
Or like, there's.
Laugh about it. I think it's funny.
There's a girl that works at, I know who she is. She works at a Five Below.
Yeah.
She's very soft spoken every time you come in. She's like,
welcome to Five Below.
I'm like,
what?
What?
Is everything still Five and Below there?
Some stuff. Some of it's like 15. And you're like, it's not.
I'm like,
five.
This is false advertising.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm buying this. And then I'm like, oh, $9. I'm like, that's not Five Below.
Remember when the dollar store, everything was like way more than a dollar?
I know. You're like, ooh, I can buy stuff for a dollar. Why is this $3?
I mean, there was still the dollar store that everything was a dollar.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
For a long time, it's like, whoa.
Whoa. Like, Family Dollar.
These macaroni and cheese are a dollar.
It's called Mac and Sneeze.
Yeah, it's, I've never heard of the brand.
Nope.
Ever. I think they even had, like, shredded cheese, and then they had, like, sliced cheese, but it was the kind of sliced cheese that didn't melt.
It's like by Jim's Wholesale or something. You're like,
it was
what?
Something weird, and I'm like, well, you know, it is a dollar, so you're going to get a piece of plastic. It's okay.
Man, our time is up. Son of a gun.
Son of a biscuit.
All right, so we're out of here. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week, and maybe we'll have a new commercial for you, people.
Yeah, next Wednesday at 4 p.m.
Yeah, 4 p.m. And listen to us, because we're
messed up. I don't know, because I think it's fun sometimes.
All right, guys, thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.